Chapter 63. Kurt was getting ready to join the dive when the blue radio squawked. The call struck Kurt oddly. Blue, or encrypted radio, was an older system. It was rarely used anymore, as Numa relied almost exclusively on satellite links for communications these days. The radio alert repeated, and this time it was followed by a voice transmission. Kurt, this is Hiram. Do you read? Over. Kurt picked up the microphone, held it near his mouth, and pressed the talk switch. Coming in loud and clear, he said. What's with the old-fashioned radio call? We have reason to believe satellite communications have been compromised. Roger that, Kurt said. We'll keep off the satellite network. I have some good news, Hiram added. We've heard from Priya. Both she and Joe are alive. Kurt clenched his hand. I knew Joe would find a way off that ship. Where are they? Priya's somewhere in Kazakhstan. Exact location is unclear. Joe's whereabouts are even more of a mystery. They appear to have escaped together, but have since become separated. According to the message, Joe was attempting some act of sabotage when he vanished. That sounds like Joe, Rudy said. There's more, Hiram said. Tessa hacked our data network and has been watching your every move. She knows you're diving on a wreck believed to be the Minerve, and she knows what you're looking for. She intends to stop you and take it for herself. How? The Monarch is now armed with air-to-sea missiles and heading your way. Kurt envisioned the strategy. She won't risk getting close to us, not after what we did to those helicopters. She'll hit us from long range and then drop off her hired hands to clean up whatever's left. How much time do we have? Rudy asked. We've been using long exposure satellite images in hopes of catching a blur that could be Tessa's plane, Hiram said. We've spotted one that doesn't correspond with any listed airline or military flight plan. It puts her 100 miles east of your position and closing fast. It would probably be wise for you to vacate the area until we can provide defensive units and reestablish control. Kurt glanced at Rudy. We just cut that sub open, he said. The entire vessel is sitting down there in one piece, completely intact, ready to be searched. If we leave now, they'll land the Monarch, dive on the wreck, and be gone with the countermeasure before anyone can even put up a speed trap. Hiram interjected. But if you remain where you are, you'll be destroyed, and she'll still get what she's after. Rudy looked Kurt's way. I came here to help, he said. But if we can't run and we can't fight, then what are we going to do? An icy calm settled on Kurt. We'd get the countermeasure out of that submarine and away from here, then leave her to pick over the bones.